You're amazed how many A's came out of that course.
Well, we had a government prof. I think suggested that, or we were supposed to turn in what we thought we were entitled to as a grade. Which, he didn't always agree with us.
Yeah, that's all right if you disagree. Now that's a good technique. Find out what the student thinks of himself and find out how much he's learned and how much he knows about his subject matter.
But you know, the thing that amazed me was the last course that I had in graduate school. It was a course that should have been given along about the seventh grade in public school. I don't remember the exact name of it, but it was a course in how to study. It was a 3 or 4 hour course. Very basic, very simple. It was certainly beyond, much below the graduate level as far as course content was concerned, but it was a matter of just calling to your attention. Certain little knacks of study or procedures to follow or methods to apply to in reading textbooks or taking notes, things like this. And why it was scheduled, you couldn't even take it in undergraduate. School, it always baffled me. It was a heck of a good course. I think it should have been a required course for freshmen.
It should. How to study and how to read. But don't get it. I figure you won't have already got that.
The only people who could take this were graduate education students.
Gee.
I often thought maybe it was a conspiracy, so teacher would know something the students didn't.
Yeah. Did you have a text?
Yeah. I don't remember what it was, but it was a little blue book.
Gee, I'm going to see my book salesman and see if I can get that text.
Dr. was the prof that taught it down here.
It'd be fun to have it. Just send students to it.
Mm-hmm.
Probably
real, real good. I mean, it's something you wouldn't really amaze you. Just a lot of these things that you'd heard of probably all your life, but condensed them and brought them back to your attention.
Showed the relevance.
Yeah.
If you were doing something that went wrong and didn't come out the way you thought it should, and somebody said, "Why did you do it that way?" and say, "Well, I didn't."
I didn't know better, or
this wasn't what I.
This isn't the way I thought it would turn out, or not sure what you're getting at here.
Well, this, I'll have to rephrase the question. Let's try another one. Let's say somebody wants to do something. Let's say he wants to play in your neighbor's yard, and you know, your neighbor said that perfectly all right. The fellow says, "Is it all right to do this?" And you say, "Sure, you can do that if you
wish."
If you wish, or if you...
I'd probably say if you wish.
Any special nicknames for that you had as a boy for children who would go and tell the teacher if anything went wrong?
Tattletale.
Mm-hmm. What would you say the child did?
Tattled.
Let's get back to this one about purpose. Let's say you wanted to do it one way, but somehow or other something went wrong and it came out a different way and the product wasn't what you had originally desired. And somebody said, "Why did you do it this way?" And you would say, "Well, really, I didn't...
I don't know.
I didn't aim to, I didn't intend to, I didn't..."
I thought